This is the Detroit Evening Report for Monday, April 4th, 2022. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan has tested positive for COVID-19. Duggan says his symptoms are mild, much like an average cold. The mayor is vaccinated and has received a booster shot. He says an at-home COVID test was negative Saturday, but a second test Sunday came back positive for the virus. Detroit's health department has reported more than 124,000 COVID cases and more than 3,000 deaths from the virus since the start of the pandemic. State health officials have reported more than 2 million cases and almost 33,000 deaths across Michigan. Some Michigan Democrats are calling on Attorney General Dana Nessel's office to investigate charges against participants in a 2020 Black Lives Matter rally in Shelby Township. They say charges against the, quote, Shelby Five may have been based on bias and may violate their civil rights. The rally was staged in response to Twitter messages Shelby Township Police Chief Robert Shalige is alleged to have posted under different names, calling BLM protesters barbarians, savages, and vicious subhumans. The Michigan Democratic Party will vote at its endorsement convention this week on a resolution to ask the Attorney General to investigate. All five Democratic candidates for the 10th Congressional District, where Shelby Township sits, have asked for an investigation. Governor Whitmer has appointed judges to fill partial-term vacancies in Wayne and Macomb counties. 36th District Court Judge Christopher Blount and attorney Susan DeBaja, who also serves as the president of the Dearborn City Council, will serve on the 3rd Circuit Court of Wayne County. 37th District Court Judge Matthew Sabah was appointed to the 16th Circuit Court in Macomb County, and Reagan Evans, a family juvenile referee and former assistant prosecutor for Wayne County, will join the bench on the 36th District Court in Detroit. The East Point Board of Ethics have dismissed a complaint against Mayor Monique Owens. The complaint was issued by the chair of the city's Arts and Cultural Diversity Commission after an incident in 2020 where the chair refused to use the mayor's title when addressing her. Alyssa Diebolt says the mayor called other city officials and police officials to the scene and asked that Diebolt be removed from the commission. The Macomb Daily reports the ethics board dismissed the complaint last week, saying at the time of the incident there was no consequent in city ordinances for that kind of behavior and that the current board was not in place. It said the complaint was being dismissed not because it wasn't valid, but because the board lacked jurisdiction. New cars sold in the U.S. will need to offer an average of 40 miles per gallon by 2026. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released new rules last week. It says the move reverses standards created during the Trump administration. Those standards require current model year vehicles to get only around 28 miles per gallon. The goal is to reduce fuel consumption and decrease carbon dioxide emissions. Critics say the move does not decrease emissions enough and will make cars more expensive. New vehicle sales in the U.S. are down about 12% from where they stood a year ago. The industry has been hit by supply chain issues, a shortage of computer chips among them. Several factories have been slowed and in some cases stopped by supply shortages. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News.